That's right. So jump the 2 hour time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day. Today being the 10th of August. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 1270, Amhara Prince Yakuno Umlak took back the imperial throne and became King of Kings of Ethiopia after killing the last Zagwe king, Zal Imaknun, restoring the Solomonic dynasty to power after it had been interrupted by the Zagwe dynasty. The Solomonic dynasty claimed to have descended from the biblical King Solomon and allegedly had ruled in Ethiopia since the 10th century. Yakuno would rule until his death in 1285, but the dynasty would last until 1974, ended by a coup d'etat and deposition of the Emperor Haile Selassie. Still a pretty good innings, you would have to say.
Whoa, my love, my darling.
1519, Ferdinand Magellan's 5 ships set sail from Seville to circumnavigate the globe. The Basque second-in-command Juan Sebastian Elcano would complete the expedition after Magellan's death in the Philippines. The Swedish warship Vasa set sail for the very first and the very last time on August 10th in 1628. Intended to be a symbol of Sweden's massive power and ambition, the Vasa was, when launched, one of the most powerfully armed vessels in the world. However, Vasa was also dangerously unstable and top-heavy with too much weight in the upper structure of the hull, and she sunk in the Stockholm harbour only 20 minutes into her maiden voyage after encountering a stiff breeze. 1776, word of the United States Declaration of Independence reached London on today's date, the document that would ignite the American Revolutionary War. As part of the French Revolution, 1792, Louis XVI was arrested on today's date following the storming of his palace and taken into custody as his Swiss guards were massacred by the Parisian mob. 1853, a Jubilee festival was held in Hobart to mark the cessation of convict transportation to the colony. 1885, the Broken Hill Propriety Company, later to become the world's largest mining company, BHP Billiton, was registered as a company for the first time in Victoria. As part of the Russo-Japanese War on August 10th in 1904, the Battle of the Yellow Sea took place between the Russian and Japanese battleship fleets. The Japanese victory stunned many observers, the first major military victory in the modern era of an Asian power over a European one, which utterly rocked Russian confidence. Recruiting began for the first Australian Imperial Force on today's date in 1914. Australia offered a force of 20,000 troops to the First World War arena. 1920, the Prince's Highway was opened, connecting Sydney and Adelaide via Melbourne. 1932, a 5.1 kilogram meteorite broke into at least 7 pieces and landed near the town of Archie in Cass County, Missouri. As part of the Vietnam War, the US Army began Operation Ranch Hand on August 10th in 1961, spraying an estimated 20 million US gallons of defoliants and herbicides over rural areas of South Vietnam in an attempt to deprive the Viet Cong of food and vegetation cover. 1969, a day after murdering Sharon Tate and 4 others, members of the Charles Manson cult claimed another 2 victims. And speaking of famous murderers, in 1977 in Yonkers, New York, 24-year-old postal employee David Berkowitz was arrested for the Son of Sam series of killings in the New York City area. And just finally in 2001, the 2001 Angola train attack occurred on August 10th when UNITAR forces fighting in the Angola Civil War derailed a train travelling between the towns of Zenza and Dondo with an anti-tank mine and then attacked the passengers with small arms fire, resulting in 252 deaths. Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Sam Warner, co-founder of Warner Brothers, born on today's date in 1887. Leo Fender, inventor of the Fender electric guitar brand, one of the world's first, born today in 1909, never actually played the guitar or any other instrument. Did you know that? J. Jimmy Dean, born 1928. The smouldering Antonio Banderas is 58, aging like fine wine he is. June Shannon, Mama June from that horrible Honey Boo Boo reality show. Awful, awful stuff, but she is 39 this morning. Devin Aoki is 36, and another reality star, Kylie Jenner, is 21. Happy birthday, Kylie. Some famous musos for us as well. Bobby Hatfield of the Righteous Brothers, born August 10th in 1940. We were hearing Unchained Melody, which he famously performed solo. We are going out as you might have guessed on Someone Different today. Also, happy birthday to Ronnie Spector of the Ronettes, is 75 this morning. R&B singer Patty Austin is 68. Aaron Hall is 54. Heath Fogg of Alabama Shakes is 34, but going out on this one this morning. This second song going out to John Farris of, you might have guessed it, Aussie rockers INXS. John was drummer for the band, also a backing vocalist on some of their earlier tracks, and co-wrote a few tracks with Michael Hutchins. This one, though, just a personal favourite from INXS to take us out on this day in history. This is Kiss the Dirt, Falling Down the Mountain for 2SER 107.3. This passion never seemed to end. Falling down the mountain and the kiss and dirt. Dug a little closer. Sometimes
the seeds of love.